George Wallace is on the phone.
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil. And good morning, J.F. and M. Brown.
George Wallace says that the late Dick Clark, who died yesterday, saw his last Vegas show, George Wallace's show, at the Flamingo. And here's a picture on blackamericaweb.com with George Wallace and Dick Clark.
There's just so many lines there.
You don't know which one of us, Jay, which one of us was older, right?
Well, Jay said you did go to school with his parents or grandparents. Which was it?
Lewis and Clark.
George.
Tom, this is not funny. That, you know, I don't even want to talk about Jay. Don't talk about my parents anymore, okay? She's talking about parents, Jay. I went to Easter Sunday service. I haven't talked to y'all since I've been on the cruise. Jay, what was your mama wearing at Easter service? What the hell was your mama wearing at Easter? Tom, Sybil, I walked in the church. I didn't know whether it was an Easter egg tree or what. She had on so many colors. You know, you only allowed to have some of those bonnets. What do you call them, bonnets on your head? She had 15 every different color on her head. I never seen. I thought, is that a bag of Skittles? What the hell is she wearing?
Oh, not Skittles.
I have never cussed in the church. Even the preacher said, open up your... Damn! I never heard Bishop Blake cuss before. Damn! What the hell? She had on so many colors. I said, am I in a Sherman Williams paint store? What the hell is going on here? I'm sorry. You talking about Dick Clark this morning, right?
Yes.
And you claim that your show is the last that he saw.
You can go online and see my picture with him. I'm the last show. I was on stage just before I came to the cruise.
So in other words, your act killed Dick Clark.
That's what I was. You killed. You killed.
I swear
Dick
to God, Tom, Clark. I killed that night.
You killed it.
I killed that
you
night.
Killed.
That's how good I was. I killed that
Dick
night.
Clark said, I have nothing else to live for. I need to get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
See, we're talking about an icon, American icon, and you know we grew up with Dick Clark, Tom.
Yes, we did.
You and I did, right? You run off from school. What, Jay?
What old joke took him out?
Which mama joke was it?
The one I did when I said that Jay and the brown mama, her teeth are so crooked, she went down to Home Depot, got a job making keys. That's the one that killed her.
Good one. Teeth so crooked.
That's the one that killed her.
Got a job making keys.
At Home Depot.
And I was over in South Africa, Tom. I told you I went over there, right? And I got back. So much happened. Mary J. Blige. Somebody, what the hell happened to her?
She had a little problem with it.
She had a little problem with
the
chicken.
There was no damn problem with that chicken. They paid $1 million, right? What the hell with black people act like we don't eat chicken no more? Stereotypical. You let them pay me $1 million. I do that damn commercial every damn day.
And ham bone at the same time.
I forgot about ham bone. Tom, that shows how old you are. Tom, how's your leg doing?
I'm good.
God bless you. See, Tom, I was thinking about you on the cruise. I said, you know, Tom don't be thinking. If he was smart, he would have had the accident first. And then you could have got your knee done for free. But no, you had to be in a hurry to go down to that Walgreens special. You know, he had to get a new knee in a hurry. He had a choice, Jay, when he got the knee. He could have got titanium, plastic, or wood. Tom got wood.
Oh, there's something. Okay, thank you, George.
Oh, Lord, I hope I don't end up like Dick Clark after
that. Hey, Tom, hold on a second.
Don't put that out there.
On the news, there's a little girl down in Georgia. I don't know what the hell is going on in Atlanta. All the news come out of Atlanta. Herman Cain, everybody. The 7-year-old girl outside of Atlanta.
Yes.
They put her in handcuffs.
Yes.
Y'all don't know the real story. I know people been calling and going, they shouldn't have put that 7. Did you see her picture of her?
Yes.
She weighs 137 pounds. She's Mark Henry's daughter, you know, from the WWE.
Right.
She walked in school that day and said, somebody gonna get their ass kicked. You ever heard his music? Somebody gonna get their ass. She whooped the teacher's ass. That's the truth. The chief whooped the teacher's ass, and they took her to the principal's office. She messed up and he got hurt. You heard about that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When these badass kids, because you can't whoop them now, can you?
Nope.
What would have happened to us, Jay, had we gone down there raising hell like that?
If Annalee Brown knew about it, I wouldn't be here today.
Well, they tried to call the girl's mama. They tried to call the girl's mama, but her mama was scared to come down there, too. She said, call my mama. Somebody gonna get their ass kicked today.
Goodbye, George.
Dick Clark dead, y'all.
Hey, George.
I killed.
George's joke. Killed. Gotta be there at the top of the hour.